My name is Dario Sabella, and I'm the chairman of ETSIMEC, Multi-Access Edge Computing. I'm pleased to present you this episode of the MEC Tech Series, Overview of MEC Federation. In this episode, we will learn how the Cloud Federation is an evolution of cloud computing. ETSIMEC is focusing on Edge Cloud and MEC Federation, and real-world use cases are in need of MEC Federation. To explain the MEC Federation, we have to start from the well-known cloud computing models that are evolved in a more elaborated Cloud Federation concept. So according to the NIST definition, the Cloud Federation introduces multiple clouds, administrative domains, and new roles like a Federation Manager, Federation Broker. So let's start from the basics on Cloud Federation and key concepts around that. Cloud Federation is a virtual collaboration context where the Federation is actually not necessarily owned by any one user or organization. Participating entities have a membership in the Federation and identity credentials that are linked to each member. Users, sites and organizations can participate in a federation by choosing to share some of their resources and metadata and making them discoverable and accessible to other federation members. And finally, participating members agree upon the common goals and governance of this federation based on well-known roles, attributes, and policies. But what is the essence of a federation? Essentially, in a traditional domain, a user requesting a service to a service provider needs to comply with ordinary authentication and authorization. Then some formal identity credentials are issued by identity provider, and the user is presenting them to the service provider, who validates them and make an access decision to either honor or decline the service request based on the validity of the credentials. On the other hand, a federation is essentially an environment wherein a user in organization A can discover and invoke services in organization B, and the service providers in organization B can validate credentials from organization A and make them proper access decisions. This concept of MEC Federation is also elaborated by GSMA OPG, Operator Platform Group, who is defining an architecture where various players are collaborating to share and expose each other edge services across the Federation. Thus, multiple stakeholders include operators, edge computing, service provider, hyperscalers, aggregators, and other kind of partners. As a consequence, the MEC Federation should support the communication and edge service consumption in this heterogeneous scenario to better satisfy the global needs of end customers. ETSIMEC in phase 3 is expanding its scope from intra-MEC, where the communication is internal to a MEC system, to inter-MEC and MEC to cloud, where also multiple MEC systems can communicate with each other and with other cloud systems. This new scope is being studied in the MEC 035 report, and now ETSIMEC is starting some normative work in that area, which is critical for the world ecosystem. Actually, the inter-MEC system communication is already introduced in the MEC 003 specification, describing the high-level requirements that are triggering the further normative work in phase 3. In particular, a MEC platform should be able to discover other MEC platforms that may belong to different MEC systems. And also, a MEC platform should be able to exchange information in a secure manner with other MEC platforms that belong to different systems. And finally, a MEC application should be able to exchange information in a secure manner with other MEC applications that may belong to different systems. The MEC 035 report we mentioned before is describing several real-world use cases for MEC Federation. A couple of relevant examples are represented by VideoX services and immersive AR gaming, both characterized by the presence of multiple operators and mech systems. While in smart cities, the automotive scenario is characterized by multiple car makers also, the presence of players connected to different networks in gaming scenarios need to manage the connectivity and enable the direct communication between different gaming application instances. To conclude this episode, here's what we have learned today. Cloud federation overview and essential concepts, phase 3 activities on Mac federation, and real-world use cases for Mac federation. So, interested to learn more? Please see the Mac 035 report published by Etsy Mac. Stay tuned on the forthcoming Etsy Mac standards, and of course, follow also the next episode of the Mac Tech series. Thanks so much for your attention and interest. Enjoy the Mac Tech series.